Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the John Mozeliak Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by your Gateway Acura dealers, Munkin-Ass St. Louis Acura, and Frank Lita Acura on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Welcome back to the show. We are joined by the Cardinals president of baseball operations on this Sunday morning. That is John Mozeliak. John, thank you very much for being with us. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year. It's been a while, but, as spring training approaches, I guess we got to get back in the swing of things. And winter warm-up, obviously, is next week. So I think we'll be in full swing here in the next few days.
Yeah, I'm heading out on the caravan with your guy, Randy Flores. I can't wait to do that with Lars Nootbaar.
I'm sorry about that. Hang in there.
I like him. I like chatting with him for sure. Lars Nootbaar, who, well, could be your starting center fielder. We'll see. Zach Thompson and Gordon Graceffo is going to be on that caravan along with Alan Bennis. I got a good one. I really did. I'm looking forward to that. And then the warm-up, which is at Live by Lowe's, a new venue, Ballpark Village, and all of that entire area. Really, Ballpark Village is the epicenter of that. What do you think about that, and are you looking forward to that craziness? We haven't had all that in a while.
Well, a couple of things. Yeah, I'm glad we're back open for business. I think that's exciting for fans. And obviously the last few years have been a little disappointing not being able to have this event. But I am looking forward to the change. I guess, you're sort of used to your routine and how you go about it. But I hope this works. I hope, the fans find it where, going between buildings and still being able to get the experiences that they have in the past. I hope that happens. So, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seeing how everything unfolds. And, my busy day there is next Saturday. So by the time I talk to you next Sunday, I'll give you some feedback.
All right, good. Oh, is that when you visit with the media and talk to fans and all that stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think it's like a three-pronged approach. I do media, I do something on a stage, and then I do a little signing as well.
Oh, gotcha. All right, big day, no doubt about it. And you're always good about answering all the fans' questions and handling all of those. I don't know many GMs and presidents of baseball operations that put themselves out there like that. So you've all, and that's not the only place you've done that. I've seen you do it many times. So I know you're going to get this question. You're going to get a lot of questions about payroll and about talking earlier in the offseason about resources. How will you handle that? I know you're going to answer those when they come.
But,
yeah. How do you
handle it? I think one of the things that we did have an opportunity to increase payroll, which it will be higher than what we played at last year. So that's fact one. And number two is, just because you have resources, you're not just going to go spend it wildly on something that doesn't make sense. I mean, we knew what we had to accomplish this offseason. We went into it with the hopes of doing it. And then as other things presented itself or unfolded, it just didn't get to the point where we were excited enough to necessarily do it. And, that might, depress people or disappoint people, but, my responsibility is to adhere to the franchise, adhere to ownership, and do what, we think is best for putting together a winning club. And, I do think we are in a unique situation, maybe relative to other teams, where we do feel like we have some emerging talent, up and coming talent. And you know, we just don't want to go down a path where we don't create that opportunity and then regret not having that opportunity for individuals as we enter 2023.
So that sounds like, at least sounds like right now, that if you're expecting fireworks, big splash, something like that, don't get your hopes up. That's what it sounds like.
Right. I mean, like, you never rule anything out, right? Like something could present itself that makes a whole lot of sense that we haven't talked about or explored to this point. But in terms of looking at our club, there are names that get bantered about that we're just not going to trade. And, you know, in doing so, it does, I guess, create some level of paralysis and something. And then when you say, well, what are you trading for? Right now, you know, the bet we're making is on Waino, Michaelis, Flaherty, Montgomery, and Matt. And, you know, you got Dakota in the wings, but you're hoping that gets you a lot of innings. Now, I know people are like, well, some of those guys didn't pitch much last year. You know, what are you getting out of Jack? I mean, these are decisions that internally, like, we have confidence in and we believe in. So, you know, we'll find out if we made the right decision or not once we play the season.
Yeah, I guess it's just a matter of getting them on the mound and seeing what they can do. Starting with Jack, what do we know about his progress here in this offseason?
Well, I think he's having a really good offseason. I think that's probably the one difference between us and the general public, right? Like, we get, you know, weekly feedback from our medical staff, from our performance department, what people are doing, how are they doing. So I think, like, offseason preparation, especially for our starters, have been, you know, really encouraging. But I could say that throughout our entire roster. The decisions that we've made or didn't make are predicated on feedback we get. And so, you know, I'm pretty excited about what we're hearing. I'm certainly excited about this club. And, I always feel like, you know, winning the offseason is not necessarily the best strategy in the world. Now, I get it. There's some teams that have been ultra aggressive and, you know, you read about them daily, but, you know, we're fortunate. We have a really good core. We have good players and we have young players that are desperately trying to make sure they reestablish themselves in terms of contribution. So Cardinals, I think, are in a pretty good place. We're really excited about what we have, what we're hearing. And, a month from now, we'll be down in Florida. And, you know, of course, that's when it all begins.
One of those players is Tyler O'Neill, isn't it? I mean, here we are.
Sure. Yep. I mean, think about Tyler, you know, a year ago, he was, you know, getting MVP votes. And then last year, he did not have the year I think he had hoped for, that we had hoped for. And that's something that, you know, what can we expect from him moving forward? Now, you know, I can say, like, we feel like he's having a good offseason, a productive offseason. Of course, you know, it's going to come down to production. But when you think about Tyler O'Neill, when you think about Dylan Carlson, you think about Lars Nootbaar, okay, you know, got to go out and play, got to go out and perform. I think that's a pretty simple message to everybody. And then, you know, the exciting thing is we also have young guys looking to get those at-bats. When you think about your Paz Burleson, and not to mention you have a young man by the name of Jordan Walker, he's going to start knocking on this door, and it's going to be a matter of time where, you know, his knocking is going to open it. So, you know, that's the part you got to just understand that, you know, we see what's coming and, you know, we believe in it.
I mentioned at the start of this interview that Lars is going to be on my caravan. He could well be the starting center fielder. Dylan Carlson may have something to say about that if he's healthy and ready to rock and roll. And then you just mentioned Jordan Walker. I mean, it is open for Walker at right field, isn't it? And center field is open. Well, left field's open. Aren't they all open?
Yeah, I think that's the way we're going to approach it. I mean, obviously, you can pencil in names because a lot of these guys deserve that opportunity because of what they've done. But reality is it's going to come down to how they perform in camp, how they've used their offseason for that preparation. And, you know, ultimately, we'll probably have some tough decisions. But usually when you have tough decisions, that's a good thing. When, you know, I've been a part of many, many spring trainings where you struggle throwing 25 names on it, right? Because you just have, you know, injuries, poor performance, et cetera. But when you really have a hard time making that 26-man roster, that's a good thing, and that means it was a competitive camp and guys came ready. You know, this year is going to be a little bit different. I think we, you know, all have to sort of manage our own expectations on how the WBC is going to affect what we normally see in a camp. But nonetheless, we'll follow our guys that are playing the WBC. I think the biggest thing for fans, it's really going to just create an opportunity to see some of these younger guys get real opportunities in spring training where they're not having to split time with some of the veterans.
I asked you about Flaherty. I should ask you about Matz also, because that was a huge acquisition for you last offseason. How is Steven doing?
You know, Steven's doing great. I think last year, I think there were a lot of uncertainties with what was going on because of the labor situation, how people prepared, what they were doing. All signs say that he's having a really good offseason and he's excited about where he is. So, you know, I expect big things from him. He's a guy that I think is capable of eating innings. I think he's in a place he likes, and I know he wants to be someone that makes a big contribution to this club moving forward.
Adam Wainwright, you would never second-guess somebody like that. Every time you doubt him, he comes roaring back. Michaelis is a horse. Montgomery has a proven track record and showed you what he could do last year. So there's your five now, and you mentioned Hudson. I think it's a fair question to ask that do you feel like you have the depth in case something goes wrong? Because we have...
Well, I do.
Yeah.
I do, because I feel like when you look at other names, but, you know, you can throw these out there as guys that give you depth pieces, and obviously Dakota's going to be one of them. Palante would be one. I think Zach Thompson would love the opportunity to start. I think Jake Woodford could be a starter in this league. I think Drew Verhagen is going to come for starting innings and ask for those. And given the fact that it's the WBC, he might get to be able to be stretched out in a normal camp. It might have been a lot more difficult. So, you know, net, I do feel like we have guys that are, you know, currently on our 40. And then you also have, like, these emerging players. Like, you know, what's going to happen with Graceffo this year? Obviously, he had a huge year last year, put himself on the national radar for sure. And I think he opened up a lot of eyes. And then, you know, Livator's a guy that made starts for us last year. I think McGreevy took a big step forward. So, you know, it's always going to be, you know, giving people opportunity. The good thing for us is we draft well. We feel like we develop well. And that model has worked for us.
Wilson Contreras behind the plate. Andrew Kisner backs him up. You still have Ivan Herrera. The catching position has been strengthened. You do have, you had a desire at the start of this offseason to add some horsepower to the bullpen. You just mentioned a couple of names there, guys that throw pretty hard. But how do you see the bullpen as it stands right now?
Well, I think it'll be an exciting one to watch. It'll be sort of interesting to see how these guys we picked up. We definitely added some velocity to the bullpen. Now the key is going to be, can they throw strikes? Is it just a straight 99 or does it have movement? But that'll be something I think that we can watch as camp unfolds. But, you know, overall, I think, you know, it's going to be a competitive camp because even though we kind of know the certain positions that are set, you know, first base, third base, you could argue shortstop, but it's still going to be where those guys aren't in camp. So a lot of these younger guys are going to get an opportunity to play all over the place. So I think it'll be a fun one to watch and certainly looking forward to it.
Also, final thing, I know that you spent some time with Ollie Marmol in this offseason. The two of you traveled to talk to Wilson. I'm sure the two of you remain in constant communication. How is the manager? We're going to catch up with him, not today, but we will get him on the air here pretty soon. How is he doing as he enters year two? By the way, it's the first offseason he's had where he's been able to talk to the players. He had to deal with COVID and a lockout.
Yeah, obviously a very unique offseason last year for him. And I think, like, look, he's spending a lot of his energy just talking with some of our new coaches, you know, from a planning standpoint. But he's, you know, fully focused on getting camp organized right now. He's excited about what we have coming into camp, and I know he's looking forward to it. And, yep, we still talk quite a bit. spent some time with him yesterday on the phone. And yeah, I know he's just looking forward to getting down to Florida and getting it going.
Well, best of luck to you Saturday at the warm-up. It's a big day, John Mozeliak Day. We'll catch up with you Sunday morning and see how it went.
All right, that sounds great. See you, Tommy.
Good to talk to you. There's John Mozeliak, president of baseball operations, with us on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday Morning. Great to catch up with him. It's 11:45, quick break, NFL preview. The kickoffs beginning at noon. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.